Let our May Living in Brisbane Live Edition inspire you to make the most of Brisbane's sparkling autumn days without breaking the bank. There's no better time to join Council Libraries, with 33 to choose from, including the stunning new Everton Park Library. Hear about the road projects that are helping you get home sooner and safer, and the latest on public transport so you can leave your car at home. And what better way to explore and appreciate our beautiful city than with a Brisbane Greeters Tour? From festivals and fairs to bands and street art, there's something for everyone in this edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. We're committed to keeping Brisbane moving, and our ferry network plays a big role in making that happen. During the past financial year, more than 2.5 million trips have been taken on our fleet of city cats and kitty cats by residents and visitors. To help meet growing demand, we're upgrading terminals, launching new vessels, and improving services. We've recently reopened the Dockside Terminal following a major upgrade, with improvements to the Mowbray Park and Apollo Road terminals to follow. Our eighth new double-decker city cat since 2019 was recently added to the fleet, with two more to follow. We're also making Howard Smith Wharves Terminal a full-time city cat stop. It's all part of our plan to keep Brisbane moving.
Brisbane Metro is taking shape. Brisbane Metro milestones are being ticked off at sites right across our city. UQ Lake Station has fully reopened following its upgrade to support metro and bus services. The station now has a dedicated metro platform, improved public amenities, bench seating and enhanced pathways, making it easier than ever to travel by public transport. The metro fleet is also growing, with the electric metros now being housed at the new depot at Rochdale in preparation for services starting. Briz Sizzle and Sounds is back for 2024. Come on down to Victoria Park on Saturday the 11th of May from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a free family fun day out. There's an incredible lineup of local artists, delicious food trucks and kids activities, including the Bluey Live interactive experience and meet and greet. There'll be plenty for everyone to see and do, while helping to raise much needed funds for the Food Bank Queensland, Drug Arm and the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust. Did you know that Briz Sizzle and Sounds used to be called Brisbane's Big City Barbecue? Well, since it began in 2006, it's raised more than $1 million for Brisbane charities. For more information, head to lmct.org.au/Briz Sizzle and Sounds. How can you help reduce food waste in landfill? Well, there's lots of ways to reduce the amount of food waste going into landfill. For example, new participants joining their local community composting hub can collect a free kitchen caddy to help transport food scraps for composting. Check availability from your local ward office. You can save money by taking advantage of our compost rebate program, making it more affordable to start composting. You can also attend one of our free compost and worm farm workshops to learn more useful tips you can put into practice at home. Find out if your household is one of more than 12,000 across Brisbane that are eligible for Council's Food Waste Recycling Service. Visit Council's website to find out more and check your eligibility. The new Everton Park Library is now open. The new Everton Park Library is now open and it's been wowing locals and visitors alike. Because there's plenty to explore, including a forest-themed children's space, meeting rooms, library collection spaces, a dedicated quiet room, and a computer lounge with access to power for devices. The new Everton Park Library is one of Brisbane's 33 libraries, all well-loved by residents. Last year, residents borrowed more than 9 million items and attended more than 12,000 events across the city's libraries, mobile library, and pop-up library. Oh, and did we mention it's free to join? Libraries are a great place to relax, meet new people and learn new skills. So what are you waiting for? Search Libraries on our website to find out more. Homeless Connect returns in 2024. Homeless Connect returns to the Brisbane Showgrounds Bowen Hills on Thursday the 16th of May. This one-day event provides a range of free services to people experiencing homelessness or those at risk of homelessness, including access to healthcare professionals, haircuts, housing support, clothing and food. The event's helped more than 21,480 people since it began in 2006. And it's one of the many ways we show our commitment to improving the quality of life for all residents in Brisbane. For more information or to volunteer to help out on the day, search Homeless Connect on our website. Growing Brisbane's vibrant street arts. There's plenty of art to see in Brisbane without stepping inside an art gallery. There are three dedicated legal street art walls across the city where emerging artists can create original works in public spaces. The walls provide a safe, legal outlet for street artists to let their creative juices flow and transform underutilised spaces into works of art. You can find council street art walls at Ekeban Park in Greenslopes, Stanton Road, Tingalpa, and the Paddington Skate Park. In local news, free fare returns. Council's much-loved sustainability festival, Greenheart Fair, is back in 2024. There'll be eco-experts, live entertainment, wildlife shows, artisanal markets, food trucks, thrift shopping, kids' activities, and, of course, free native plants. Bus, bike, or walk to Victoria Park on Gilchrist Avenue, Hurston, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of May. And four-legged friends are welcome. We're celebrating 12 years of Brisbane Greeters. Council's beloved Brisbane Greeters volunteers have provided tours of Brisbane to more than 110,000 residents and visitors since 2012. So, what is a Brisbane Greeter, you might ask? Okay, let's find out. Let's welcome Tina. Now, Tina, you are a Brisbane Greeter. Can you explain what you do? What's a Brisbane Greeter?
So a Brisbane Greeter actually shows people around the city and suburbs and shows them things, even if they're locals, that they haven't actually known were there. So it's discovering. I like to say we show you things you can't Google because you don't know they're there to Google them in the first place.
Could you give us a short story, an example of what people can expect when they take your tour in particular, and maybe even talk about one of your favourite places, which I do believe is the Brisbane Arcade, which has just celebrated its 100th anniversary. Happy birthday, Brisbane Arcade.
Yes. Well, with mine, I always send my guests a question to say, is there anything special you'd like to see? And so if they have a special interest, I always try to include that. So with them, I like to show them, as I said, quirky things. So I'd like to get them up and personal with native bees. I love to show them.
In the city?
Yes, yes.
In the city, really?
In the city, just opposite City Hall, mate. I like to do that. I like to take them to places they think they can't go into. So, for example, there's lovely little laneways over in George Street that you can wander down. If they're interested in Anzac Square, because you've got all the fantastic history there. And if they just want to know, where is there a place that other locals might know about? And you can say to them, for example, would you like to go to the cafe next to a certain building in Brisbane that the tables came from Festival Hall? And that would have been where, you know, people like the Beatles and that would have sat. As for Brisbane Arcade, my memories go back, because I was born and bred in Brisbane, right back to when I was a child, and Mum went in there to Lynn's umbrella store to get her umbrella recovered. And in those days, you just didn't throw an umbrella away, you got it recovered. Mm-hmm. So we went in there. So that was my first introduction to the arcade.
And it is a beautiful arcade.
At Christmas, it's like I've walked into a snow globe and somebody's shaken it. And I'm just walking through this magic scene because it's just so special at times like that.
Tell me, how long does one of these tours with you take?
The guidelines are on the booking. So it might say some are 2 hours, it might say some are 3 hours. There's no set time limit. It's what you and your guests feel comfortable with.
So how much does a Brisbane Greeters tour cost?
It is absolutely free.
No.
Yes. And that's the beauty of it because, you know, sometimes people don't understand that this is free. And I just look at them and I say, we love our city so much. We want you to love it. And there is no charge. The gift is really you are giving us the gift by letting us show you our city.
Tina, thank you so much. What an absolutely wonderful and a beautiful gift with this free service that you and the other team of Brisbane Greeters provide for us, for the locals and visitors alike. That is a beautiful gift.
And it is also inclusive. So it doesn't matter what your ability level is, what your age level is, there is something for everybody. Everybody is catered for.
And if you want to know more or to book in for a free tour, search Council's website for volunteering or Brisbane Greeters on brisbane.qld.gov.au. Tina, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
It's National Volunteers Week from May 20 to 26, and it's the perfect time to acknowledge all Brisbane residents who give their time, energy and experience as volunteers. Council has a range of programs for anyone wanting to experience the benefits of giving back, including opportunities at our environment centres, the Botanic Gardens and the Homeless Connect events. Just visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search volunteering to find out more. More shade sails installed in playgrounds. Council's working to install another 50 shade sails at playgrounds across Brisbane. The Sun Safe Suburban Playgrounds program is in its second year, and it's fast-tracking shade sail installations at 150 playgrounds over 3 years. The sails block out harmful UV rays and make playtime cooler, which means more fun and less sun for Brisbane families. The additional protection also means kids can play for longer periods, which is a great way to stay active and healthy. Get inspired to explore Brisbane's playgrounds, including sun-safe spaces, by visiting Council's website and searching Best Playgrounds. Here's the Moggill Road upgrade milestone. One of Brisbane's busiest intersections in the Western Corridor is another step closer to completion, with a major traffic switch on Moggill Road ahead of the bridge opening later this year. Once complete, the Moggill Road corridor upgrade will get residents home sooner and safer by addressing congestion in the location. The Indooroopilly intersection is a key link that connects Brisbane's outer west and southwest suburbs to the CBD via two major arterial roads. Cyclists and e-scooter users will also be catered to with upgraded pedestrian and cycle paths. The project is expected to be complete in late 2024.
Hey Brisbane, storm season is here. How long could your household go without power or water? Be prepared this storm season and make a plan. Pack an emergency kit and sign up for the Brisbane Severe Weather Alert. Be prepared before the storm hits. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Be Prepared. Supported by Brisbane City Council and Get Ready Queensland.
Very good times ahead. Council's launched its newest city cat, Tugulua 2, the 8th double-decker vessel in our fleet, and it can carry up to 170 passengers. Tugulua 2 will be the perfect way to travel to Howard Smith Wharves to meet up with friends as city cats start arriving at the terminal soon. Across the river, ferries have returned to dockside. City hopper services now leave from a larger and more accessible terminal with a new passenger waiting area, seating and a flood-resilient design. And it's now Mowbray Park's turn for essential upgrades, with the terminal now temporarily closed for works. If you're a Mowbray Park terminal regular, you can plan alternative trips using Translink's Journey Planner tool. Black Spot Program Update. Works on the intersection upgrade at Kitty Hawk Avenue and Inala Avenue in Inala are nearing completion, improving road safety by installing traffic lights with controlled pedestrian crossings. The intersection is the last of four projects delivered by Council under the 2023-2024 Black Spot Program. Other Black Spot projects include Johnson Road, Forest Lake, Bay Terrace and Chestnut Street in Wynnum, Bennett's Road, Crown Street and McCrossan Avenue in Norman Park. Council is committed to building better roads that get residents home sooner and safer. The Black Spot Program is funded by the Australian Government as part of the National Road Safety Strategy. Brisbane stars in film and TV. Did you know our city has starred in a whole stack of movies and TV shows? Brisbane's most recent claim to fame came in the Netflix limited series adaptation of Trent Dalton's Boy Swallows the Universe.
I've got a story.
What kind of story?
It's a crime story.
But before the world got to see City Hall and the streets of Darra up in lights, others paved the way for our thriving film industry. From 2017 to 2020, the TV series Harrow was filmed in multiple locations around Brisbane. In 1989, Kylie Minogue starred in the movie The Delinquents, where Brisbane looks its retro best in scenes filmed in Anzac Square and Queen's Gardens. Want more? Search Boy Swallows Universe on our website and read about the landmarks and suburbs from the series that perfectly captures 1980s Brisbane. Be prepared for bushfires. Fire season is generally from July and can extend into December, depending on the weather conditions, but bushfires can happen at any time. Mowing your lawn regularly, reducing vegetation along access paths, and removing any flammable material, such as long dry grass and dead leaves, will have an impact on being prepared. Council's co-hosting free bushfire information sessions and workshops across the city to help prepare and protect your home and family this bushfire season. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Be Prepared for more details. National Reconciliation Week and a time to learn and come together. National Reconciliation Week is held every year from May 27th to the 3rd of June, and it's a time for all Australians to learn about our shared histories, cultures, and achievements, and to explore how each of us can contribute to achieving reconciliation in Australia. This year's theme is Now More Than Ever. Search Council's What's On Calendar for local National Reconciliation Week events and explore other ways you can take part. You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit Brisbane City Council's website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.